welcome to Back in History. I'm your host, Kaylee S. And today we'll be covering the Maya. Let's introduce our guest for this week, Professor Poppy R, who was covering religions.
Hello.
Genius Hayden N, who was covering food and farming.
Hello.
Expert Evie N, who was covering education.
Hi.
Now, first we are going to talk to Genius Hayden.
Thanks for having me, Kaylee.
So, Maya farming, tell us about it.
Well, the Maya were very good farmers and they were able to grow lots of food in their milpas, which is where they farm. They were mainly vegetarian, so growing maize was very important because it formed up to 80% of their diet. So obviously farmers were the most important in Maya times.
Wow, very interesting. Now, Hayden, about the food, what else do they eat?
Good question, Kaylee. And they ate foods such as squash, guacamole, tortilla chips, chocolate, salsa and sweet potatoes, and there are many more.
Brilliant, Hayden. Now let's look at expert Evie, and just a quick reminder, she's covering education. Welcome, Evie, to the show.
Hello, Kaylee. I'm so happy to be here. I'm a big fan, obviously.
Now, tell us about education.
Well, they invented their own number system using symbols in either lines or dots. Very genius, isn't it? Now the Maya used bark from fig trees as paper and wrote on it as them. Using hieroglyphics, they were individual signs showing feelings or objects.
Fantastic, Evie. Now, do you know anything about the Maya calendars?
Yes, indeed, Kaylee. They had two calendars. In one calendar there is 260 days, and in the other one there is 365 days.
Wow, now let's look at Professor Poppy, who is explaining beliefs and religion.
Hi Kaylee, now I heard you needed facts about religion. I'm here now.
Haha, yes, now tell us about the beliefs.
Beliefs. Well, the Maya people believed in many different gods, more than 165. The most important god was Itzamna. This was because the people believed that he created them. Also, priests were very important to Mayan society, which because they believed they could talk to the gods.
Well done. Now, thank you, Professor.
We will see you next time for an exciting episode about the ancient Greeks. Bye, historians!